prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and you're listening to Financial Survival. It is 3 November 2023. We're waiting for Miss Melody Searsham to join us any minute now. She's a little bit late getting connected somehow. I don't know how that works all the time, but nonetheless, she'll be joining us in a little bit. Welcome to today's program. I hope you'll stay tuned. I hope we can share some things with you that will educate you maybe, and maybe encourage you a little bit. So, well, Melody, join me. Melody, speak up if you're on there. Come on.
I am here. Can you hear me?
There she is. There she is, folks.
Drum
Miss
roll.
America finally showed up. Okay.
How are you?
I'm fine. And I apologize on the air that you didn't get the news headlines I sent you, but I did send them, I promise.
Well, okay. All
right. We will muddle through. I promise we'll get through all right.
We don't muddle through. We're very professional.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it shows. I'm sure all the listeners agree with that. Boy, they are professional.
Well, I hope so.
Okay. I'll let you start off. I know you always like to do the markets first.
Yeah, I really do. And we had a good day, although it's off the high of the day. We're at $1,993 for gold, up $7. Silver was up 42 cents at 23.26. Platinum was up 9 at 942, and even palladium was up $6, 1,142. The USDX today was, wow. I didn't follow the index all day today. This is the first time I looked at it. 1.06 to the downside.
Ooh.
That's huge.
Wow.
105.10. Now, 105 is not bad, but down a full point? Wow, 1.06.
I wonder what caused that.
Hang on to your gold for next week, man, because it should roar next week. It should roar with that happening. Crude oil was down a buck and a half at 80.98. And the paper markets today, of course, you know, let's see, why aren't I going to the paper markets? The Dow popped more than 200 points. I mean, it has had a great, it has the best week for stocks so far this year. Go figure. Now, go back to January and compare what was going on in January to today, and yet we're having the best stock market for the year. It doesn't make sense, does it now?
Oh, no, it doesn't. No,
glory, no. Glory be. Although last year at the end, we had a few banks go under and so forth. So, you know, but good grief. S&P was up almost a 1%. NASDAQ was up almost 1.5%. Asian markets, they're all positive. Nobody cares. People are getting whacked left and right due to wars and, oh my goodness gracious. European markets, that was a little, France was down a little bit. The FTSE was down a little bit, but the other ones, they were barely up, but they were still in green territory. 10-year yield continues to fall, 4.57. And natural gas continues to rise, 3.48. So let's go ahead and just pop over to the big report today. The non-farm payrolls increased by 150,000 for the month. Against the consensus forecast, they were looking for a rise of 170,000. But if you go back to September, they had, almost 300,000 with a gain of 300,297. The unemployment rate rose to 3.9%. This is the highest level since January of 2022 amid a drop in household employment. From a sector standpoint, healthcare led with 58,000 new jobs. Other leading gainers included government, 51,000, construction, 23. And get the social assistance. That's due to all those illegal immigrants, 19,000. That's just my opinion. It's just my opinion. Manufacturing posted a decline. And, of course, they're blaming that due to the auto strikes. So, you know, when you have the Fed and their fight against inflation and keeping it the same, now they will come out and say what a great job the Fed has created or the great job they have done, because now you're beginning to see the non-farm payrolls decline. Now you're going to start seeing, you know, other reports and, oh, the Fed, oh, raising those rates is doing exactly what it was supposed to do. And you know what? It's on the backs of people losing their jobs when they need the jobs the most because they can't afford the inflation that government has created. And you can't look to anywhere else. Supply and demand, yeah, that might have some impact to it. But no, the major impact on inflation is their monetary policy. But shh, they don't want you to know it. You might become a little upset. So they'll make you believe that the reason that we have these high rates is what the big push is on the inflation. And it's working. It's working. So anyway, that's just my view. The labor force participation rate declined slightly to 62%, while the labor force contracted by 201,000. And, of course, that is the jobless rate that includes discouraged workers and those holding part-time positions for economic reasons rose to 7.2%. So that's increasing. So, you know, but, hey, we've got the greatest stock market day in the year. Manufacturing, I said, they had a loss of 35,000. And they're saying all but 2,000 came because of the auto strikes. Transportation and warehousing saw a decline of 12,000. Information-related industries lost 9,000. I don't think there's really anything else. You got to remember, they revised September's new total to 297,000. Well, their initial report was 336. That's a pretty big error, in my view. And they did the same for August, 165,000 from the initial report of 227. So, you know, combined, the revisions took the original estimates down by, hey, only 101,000. Good grief. You know, if we did jobs like that, Butch, we'd be fired.
Yeah, and rightfully so.
You know, rightfully and it's so. Just, you know, but hey, they get what they want out of it. They get the reaction, and that's what it's all about. And so I don't think there really is anything Sam Bankman-Fried, he was convicted on that multi-billion-dollar FTX fraud, found guilty on seven accounts. So he's looking up to about 110. You know, but just one thing, though, you get all this, these crimes. Like Bernie Madoff, the guy was old, okay? He lived his life and so forth, and he was a crook, and a lot of them, you know, these con people and so forth, they live great lives, and maybe they get caught at the end and so forth and whatnot. This guy's only 30, and he gets to spend a long, and we'll see what the Democrats do. Are they going to save him, or are they going to run from him? Because he sent so much money to the Democrats, and he sent it to the Republicans, too, don't think it's just a Democrat thing. But they tried to protect him in the beginning, but I don't know if they will now. But I don't know. I don't know what you want to talk about today.
Well, there's a lot to talk about here, but I just wondered how Madoff got away with that for so many years.
Well, he had the help of J.P. Morgan.
I mean, he got away with it for a long time.
He did.
Old
Jamie Dimon. These banks knew what he was doing. There's no way portfolios through the good times and bad times provide, what, a 15, 17, 20% return? Are you kidding me?
Yes. I mean, that's...
And the people who held that never thought... And the, you know what? The people that he was able to con are a prime example of people who think that they don't bother to inquire because, oh, okay, I'm getting my return, all must be good, even though it's like, gee, isn't there something fishy going on here? It really seems like it's too good to be true. But what did they do? They just went right along with the program. Greed. It's called greed. And look what they ended up losing. So, but they're a prime example of a group of people who don't pay attention and just let their financial planners do whatever, because they trust them.
Well, according to the news, that may get the Trump's boys in trouble, too, because they didn't pay attention to what their bookkeepers and lawyers are doing, apparently, and looks like they could be in trouble for fraud also. So, yeah, that's all iffy. But nonetheless, I guess if you're not paying attention to what you're signing, that's kind of your fault, isn't it?
Well, it's true, but you do pay these people a lot of money.
Yes, you do.
You know, to thinking that they're going to take care of you. Usually they'll take care of you, but then they also make sure they get their little piece of the pie, too. And it's kind of, you can't use that as an excuse.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
That's not an excuse. It's your responsibility.
I'll start off with a statement here. I'm sure you've heard of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. You probably remember the preacher in Germany that Hitler had finally killed for his stand. Okay. He made a few statements, Mel, that ties in what's happened, I think, in the whole world today, and our duty, especially as Christians, to take a stand. He made a couple of statements I want to share with everybody that we need to pay attention to. Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. So our duty as people, period, especially those that call themselves Christians, is to oppose evil. And Melody, in a sense, on this broadcast every day, you're trying to warn people what's coming. You're actually opposing what's coming, evil, trying to get people prepared. So you're doing what, more or less what he said you're doing. At least you're acting and you're speaking. So you should be commended for that.
Well, thank you.
You know that. I thought you might want to know that.
Well, thank you.
So, go ahead.
Let me just a couple of headlines here. I don't know if you have them or not. I'm just going to do the headlines, though. Target CEO says shoppers are pulling back even on groceries. That's Target. Let's see if there was anything else. Starbucks, businesses say recession ahead for the U.S. House passes is, we'll just go on.
Well, you go ahead.
Beyond Meat Beyond Meat, they're cutting their workforce by 19% as plant-based meat demand weakens. Oh, yeah, that stuff's expensive. All right, go ahead, Butch.
Well, there's a lot of different things here, but a couple of war stories in the Middle East and Ukraine. Israel rules out a Gaza ceasefire until hostages are freed as U.S. urges civilian protection. The United States urged Israel on Friday to ensure more humanitarian aid gets to Gaza and to do more to protect Palestinian civilians. As Israel's prime minister said, there will be no ceasefire in the nearly month-old war until Hamas releases hostages. The leader of the Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group stoked fears that the conflict could widen by promising more attacks along the Lebanon border. Israeli troops tightened their encirclement of Gaza City, the focus of the campaign to crush the enclave ruling Hamas militants who launched a brutal attack on Israeli communities that started the war. But ever since the October 7th assault, there have been concerns the conflict could ignite fighting on other fronts, and Israel and the Iranian-backed militant group Hezbollah have reportedly traded fire along the Lebanon border. So, if this doesn't end soon, it will expand very quickly. I've got to make a comment here, Billy. I just made a comment to somebody last night. I want to make it and see if it makes sense to you. Now, we know for a fact that some of the Israelis' own people, the own military, said a cat cannot walk across that fence along the border unless we knew about it. This was not a surprise attack. This was not a surprise attack, no more 9/11 was, no more Pearl Harbor was. This was not a surprise attack. We know that. So Israel withdrew their border guards. But on the other side of the fence, Melody, I got to ask you a question. Why would Hamas, knowing that this was a setup, why would they do what they did? Blow up the fences, invade Israel, kill the people. If they knew this was planned to the point that they knew that the border guards would be withdrawn, why would they go ahead and go in? Does that question make sense to you, knowing what the retaliation is going to be?
Well, maybe someone had basically, maybe they infiltrated. I don't know. Things can be hacked. I mean, who knows? You know, so we'll never get answers. We'll never know the truth.
But I just have to wonder, why would they do that, knowing what they're going to get the tire kicked out of them for doing that? It's just a curious question. But on the other war,
if someone is letting you steal candy from the candy store, knowing that eventually you're going to get, arrested or whatever, I don't know. Maybe I'm trying to make an analogy.
I don't know.
Well, but you know what? I'm the only one, and I've only read it one place else about calling this a holy war. That's really what it is, in my view.
Well, it is war between two religions, we'll say for sure, yeah. No doubt.
So, well, yeah, a holy war can be defined in many different ways, but it is, but it's interesting because usually it's against different sectors, different sects and sects, yes. Like the Sunnis and the Shiites. Are those religions too? No, are they?
Well, they are a type of religion, yeah, but they're of the same, we'll say the same origin, but of different thoughts. Yeah, so it's just, I don't know.
But I don't know. Maybe they just, and again, maybe they thought, well, we're going to do it anyway because we know it's going to bring in Lebanon. It's going to bring in the Hezbollah and it's going to bring in Iran.
Well, my point was,
and this
both
way,
sides.
Iran actually gets to fight Israel without, I don't know. I'm just
without being the aggressor, so to speak, because Israel started off as aggressor, perhaps, or Hamas did.
I don't know.
But in my view, it looks like both sides were guilty, and both sides knew, and that's my opinion. Now, as I always say, my opinion $2 by a cup of coffee somewhere. But that's my opinion. But anyway, it's break time. Go ahead.
Well, they definitely are going to have in some sort of, they're going to answer some sort of answers. And I think more important is why it took 10 hours to respond.
Yeah, exactly.
And why their dome supposedly didn't work. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, 1-800-375-4188 for Discount Gold and Silver Trading. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And Butch, if you want to finish up the information on Israel and Ukraine, and then we'll talk about the important banking issue that we received.
Whatever, you can do either way you want.
Yeah, let's finish the war, because that's how we let out of the breaks. Let's tidy that up.
Okay. Deluded Zelensky blasted as close aide claims Ukraine is not winning war with Russia. And I don't think it's a big secret, but nonetheless, Ukraine is not winning its war against Russia, according to close advisor of President Volodymyr Zelensky. Despite the difficult situation on the ground, Zelensky's belief is an outright Ukrainian victory is said to be unmovable, according to a new report by Time. The close aide said he deludes himself. We're out of options. We're not winning. But try telling him that. Zelensky said is said to feel abandoned by the West, which he believes has provided Ukraine with enough support to stop Russia, but not to outright win the war. The president is dead, set against a truce or peace deal with Moscow that involves giving up territory, and recent surveys show most of the population of Ukraine agrees. Well, okay. I believe his aide's probably telling the truth. I don't know, Melody, but that doesn't sound promising. And he said, we give enough aid to stalemate the war, but not enough to win it. I don't know exactly how to respond to that, but you go ahead. Anything you want to add to that, and get your bank, and then we'll get on a different topic.
Well, no. I mean, yeah, he's coming out saying this just as he wants more money. More money, more money,
exactly.
More money.
Yes, yes.
Boo-hoo, get your violin out. But, you know, I mean, as much as I hate to see that war happening, it's just like we're not giving, and it's not his fault. It's the people in Washington giving them billions and billions of dollars without any accountability.
Yep.
Without following to see where it's going. And that's the issue. Hey, let us know. Where's that money going and what's it doing? So every time he comes around, he wants more money. Every time he gets on the world stage, he wants more money, more money, more money.
Well,
we've given them weapons and everything else. We're giving them the F-16s or whatever they are. We're training all of their, you know, what more does he want? I know he wants us to go in there and fight for him.
Well, some of us already are, I do believe, but nonetheless, some of the weapons we gave him have shown up in the Middle East. Now go figure that one out.
Go figure that one. So anyway, get me riled up on that one. But I received an email from my payroll company, and they alerted to us to check with the employees today to make sure that their payroll was processed and they had their direct deposits, that they've got their funds and their bank accounts. And the email was alerting me that they were informed that there was a global banking issue causing delays for some, but not all, individuals' direct deposits. Global. This is my payroll company telling me that it is a global banking issue. Now, she sent me one just shortly after 4 o'clock, and she said, unfortunately, the direct deposit issue doesn't appear to have been rectified yet. Her first email was this morning. This is coming in at 4:17. So there's a lot of articles floating around out there, and this one is in from CNN about the U.S. banks hit. They say U.S. banks. My payroll company said global. Global would probably put a little more fear and panic into the markets. And yet the market was up 200 points today. Now tell me there's no such thing as a plunge protection team. Multiple U.S. banks have been hit by deposit delays today caused by an error at a payment processing network. And this is according to the Federal Reserve. Bank of America alerted customers that their deposits may be delayed due to a problem impacting multiple banks. A Chase spokesperson confirmed to CNN that some of its customers' direct deposits haven't updated. Customers at Bank of America, Chase, U.S. Bank, Truist, and Wells Fargo all complained of issues. Some users on X, formerly known as Twitter, complained that they didn't get paid. Banks stressed that customer deposits remain safe. The Federal Reserve alerted banks Friday afternoon. The problem was caused by a processing issue at the Automated Clearinghouse, the ACH. Now, that is the National Network for Processing Transaction. So, and this is how the ACH system allows banks to send electronic payments to each other, and everything from direct deposit paychecks to customer bill payments for mortgages, utility bills, and everything. It all flows through that system. The Fed said an error in a batch of payments. Well, what's the error? They said it was a manual error. And, it was not linked to a cybersecurity issue. A manual error? Well, we know everything is done by computer, you know.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
There was no update on when the problem will be resolved. So I think that's pretty, we're going through a weekend. And they contend, I don't know what this means, but it's interesting. The timing, this has never happened before. What was the manual error? What was it? was it Mr. Smith hit delete and everything? What is it? What could it be, Butch? Why won't they tell us?
I have no idea, but that just seems a little squirrely to blame it on personal error. No, people have very little to do with that any longer, as you said. So I don't know. That's odd. But that is going to make, if that would happen on a large scale, can you imagine what that would do to the whole country?
We don't know what the scale is.
Gee.
They didn't come out. You have those banks being, you've got Bank of America, Chase, U.S., Bank, Truist, Wells Fargo. Who knows who else, what other banks.
That's
and
huge.
This is global. So.
That's huge. It is.
Yeah.
Scary, actually. Wow.
So, folks, if you were supposed to do, check to make sure your payments have been paid, your mortgage payments, if your mortgage payment is due on a particular date, like, the first of the month, second of the month, third of the month or something, like, make sure you got your pay, make sure your payments, you don't want to become delinquent. So, and your checking accounts? I don't know.
Now, that's I think, in my mind, a sign of what's going to happen in the future, near future. And by the way, something that's going to happen in the future, I do believe, very soon.
Except, go ahead. Yeah, you're right. Except the money going in, you won't get that, but it doesn't stop them from taking the money out.
Good point. And very true. Very true. I want to say, I got two articles here concerning this, then we'll get into some other articles, too, on finances, but I do believe, Melody, I want to say this, and I hope I'm wrong. Maybe this war in the Middle East will not escalate. Maybe things will calm down in Ukraine and Russia, perhaps. But I don't know that it will. And if it doesn't calm down soon, we're going to see a draft come back. We're going to see the draft start back. This article says, bring back the draft. A divisive home front battle will loom over any major war. The U.S. is on the cusp of a three-front war against Russia, Iran, and China. If such a seismic event were to occur, would our nation's 50-year-old all-volunteer force require a boost from, dare I say it, a reinstatement of the draft? It was January 27, 1973, when most American men aged 19-25 were able to celebrate President Richard Nixon's abolition of the draft. Now, I want you to remember those years, folks, 19-25. That was the draft age. Defense Secretary Melvin Lard announced, I wish to inform you that the armed forces henceforth will depend exclusively on volunteer soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. Although Jimmy Carter later reinstated the draft registration, American men have escaped mandatory military service for two generations because millions of their patriotic brothers and sisters were willing to serve voluntarily, with thousands of them laying down their lives for their country. Okay. So, bang back the draft is a question. The next article is not a question. This is a statement. Hurting for recruits. Melody, listen to this. Air Force will now accept applicants as old as 42 years old. What do you think about that? You're under that age. You can go.
Yeah, I can join. Yeah.
So, the Air Force missed its fiscal 2023 recruiting goal by 10%. It responded by opening its ranks to older people. They said the change doesn't apply to pilots, however. But anyway, so 42 years old, you can now join the Air Force. And you still have enough time to retire 20 years later at age 62. So before the age went up to 27, from 27 in 2014, it was 27 years old, up 39, and now it's 42. They are hurting for men joining the military. Our military is stretched to the nth degree now that it's woke. You never know if they're carrying purses or carrying rifles, but whatever. It isn't looking good. And if this war escalates in the Middle East or in Europe, the draft will be reinstated. And I have several grandsons of draft age right now. And it won't just be restricted to grandsons, it'll be granddaughters also. Any comments on that, Melody?
No.
Doesn't sound good, does it?
No.
It doesn't.
Bidenomics.
Typical U.S. family would pay $9,100 to comply with Dream House Climate Wish List. Now, folks, this is being started right now. Biden is coming after appliances, especially gas appliances. The Biden administration's war on fossil fuels, and by the way, there is no such thing as a fossil fuel. I want you to know that. Anyway, would cost the average American household more than $91 a year, according to Consumer Watchdog. The Alliance for Consumers took an infographic from the Biden White House titled Biden's Dream House, which proposes new energy standards for various appliances, including air conditioners, stoves, washing machines, while the Department of Energy so-called unified list of appliances includes microwaves, ovens, dehumidifiers, and pool pumps. Welcome to the Biden's Dream House, where the American dream just got significantly more expensive. According to the Consumer Watchdog, gas furnace efficiency standards, which will significantly reduce greenhouse gas emissions for residents, according to DOE, will cost consumers an estimated $494 additional on average, while the dishwasher efficiency standards will cost somewhere between $50 to $400 to comply with because the proposed rules will lead to drainage problems and clogging. The rules targeting air conditioning will cost about $1,100 to comply with. New rules for water heaters will cost consumers an average of $2,800 more, while everything from ceiling fans, washing machines, and light bulbs will add to that to $9,100 total. Wow. Aren't we blessed to live in a country that's just absolutely so smart and intelligent that we're going to rip people off again for climate change, and people in the country are going to sit back and obey? Gee. That's a chunk of money, Melody, is it not?
It certainly is.
This next article is from Michael Snyder. This war will push rapidly escalating global food prices into overdrive. The only way that we can continue to have cheap food is if we have cheap energy. We use energy to grow our food, to harvest our food, to produce our food, and to package our food. And transporting all of that food from the farm to the factory and then to the stores takes lots of energy. Of course, it isn't just our food supply that depends upon cheap energy. Ultimately, our entire way of life is predicated on a cheap energy paradigm. If you take cheap energy away, everything changes. This is why the war in the Middle East could represent such a critical economic tipping point. 31% of the world's oil comes from the Middle East. Almost one-third of the oil of this nation in the world comes from the Middle East. If that supply is restricted or completely cut off for an extended period of time, we will be in for a world of hurt. But don't just take my word for it. At this point, even the World Bank is sounding alarm. Oil prices could be pushed into uncharted waters, which could lead to higher food prices worldwide if the balance between Israel and Hamas intensifies, the World Bank has said. The bank's commodity markets outlook found that while the effects on oil prices should be limited if the conflict does not widen, the outlook would darken quickly if the conflict were to escalate. In a worst-case scenario, the World Bank says the price of oil could go as high as $157 a barrel. In a large disruption scenario comparable to the Arab oil embargo of 1993, the global oil supply could shrink by 6 million to 8 million barrels per day, and prices could go up by 56% to 75% a barrel. Other experts are projecting that the price of a barrel of oil could eventually go as high as $300 a barrel. If energy prices start to scream higher as more parties join the war in the Middle East, global food prices will go far higher than they are right now. Of course, they already have reached absurd levels. This war we're watching happen on TV, watch it reported on. It isn't limited. It doesn't just affect the people in the Middle East, does it?
No, absolutely not. And I can't believe Iran hasn't even threatened to close the Strait of Hormuz, where all that oil and stuff goes through. They haven't yet, but they might.
Well, if they would do that, of course, that would mean world war.
That would push the oil to 150.
It would, and that would push a world war because that would have to be attacked.
Mm-hmm.
And after the break, we're reading an article here by Michael Snyder, Living Paycheck to Paycheck had become the main financial lifestyle for U.S. consumers, and I'm sure that's true.
We talked a little bit about that yesterday, and that's what I said. We become accustomed to living that way. We don't know how to live any way else. We don't know how to live in another way, and it's sad.
It is sad.
Because that should be part of the freedom package. But anyway, we'll be right back. Well, yeah, you can't be free when you're in debt.
Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. It's such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, babe. Don't say babe. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, 1-800-375-4188 for Discount Gold and Silver. I'm Melody Cederstrom here with Pastor Butch Paul. Butch?
Okay. Back to Archbishop Snyder, living paycheck to paycheck. And all of us at one time, no, Melody, all of us in our lives, especially newlyweds, have been through living paycheck to paycheck, I'm sure, haven't they? Most people have.
One time or another, maybe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, most people have. And I know when I first got married, we had some hard times. And quite a while even after that. But I will say this, and I mean this sincerely, it was good for us. It was good for us. It taught us to really appreciate it when we got things a little bit easier. And to thank God for providing for us all the time. You don't take for granted when you have things a little bit easier as you get older. So it's good. It makes a husband and wife, if they're a team, stronger because they're working together and struggling together, Melody. And mm-hmm. with Marcia's help, I was able to pay off the house and property in 17 years early because of I started buying some silver coins back in the 90s like I was advised to with people that I know, and you were one of them. And to see this, you know, work together as a team, so it draws you closer if you're a real team. And it has Marcia and I. We appreciate our blessings. But anyway, despite the fact that our politicians in Washington have been borrowing and spending trillions of dollars that we do not have in a desperate attempt to prop up the economy, living paycheck to paycheck has become a permanent lifestyle for most Americans. In other words, well over half of the country is literally living on the brink of financial disaster. When you are living paycheck to paycheck, there's no room for error. A job loss, a business failure, or a medical emergency can mean complete and utter financial ruin if you don't have a cushion to fall back on. That is why the results of a brand new survey are so alarming. According to a report that was just released by Lending Clubs, 62% of all U.S. households, adults, were living paycheck to paycheck last month. High inflation and higher interest rates continue to weigh on American households. As of September, 62% of adults said they were living paycheck to paycheck, according to a new Lending Club report. For years, people like me have been warning Americans not to live like this. Living paycheck to paycheck only works if the paychecks keep coming in every month. And that's a very wise statement. And I didn't learn this later in life. I've taught my boys this. 10% of your paycheck, folks, goes in tithing. And that's, I'm preaching the pastor, I'm telling from a biblical viewpoint. Tithing is not an option. 10% should go into a savings account where you don't ever intend to take it out of there unless it's a dire emergency. And 10% put back in reserve in case you need some money. Live on 70% of what you make. You say, I can't do that. Yeah, you can if you want to bad enough. You can. So he's right. When you live in paycheck to paycheck, you're stretched too thin all the time. And that adds stress to the situation. Plus, it adds the fact that if you miss one paycheck, you're hurting. Does that make sense to you?
Well, it does, but I'm not quite sure people see it like that anymore.
I don't think that, well, then of course not. Mm-hmm. But so once they stop, you're at risk of losing everything. Unfortunately, living paycheck to paycheck is the main financial lifestyle among U.S. consumers at this point. Living paycheck to paycheck remains a main, when you live on the edge, even a relatively minor event, like an unexpected vehicle repair, can become a major crisis. That probably helps to explain why a different survey found that a whopping 74% of all Americans are stressed about finances. Almost three-quarters of Americans are stressed over finances. And I don't doubt that's true. Some 74% of Americans say they are stressed about finance, according to a separate CNBC Your Money Financial Confidence Survey conducted in August. Inflation, rising interest rates, and lack of savings can contribute to those feelings. I have no doubt that's true.
Yeah.
No doubt that's true, Melanie.
I agree.
I mean, it's just, and Americans, one of the leading search things now for online searches is Americans panic search. Give car back as subprime auto loan delinquency erupts. They're looking online to see, can they get the car back? This is real stuff. Recent data from Edmunds reveals that an unprecedented 17% of Americans, car purchasers, are now have monthly car payments of $1,000, a significant increase from just 7% 3 years ago. This trend highlights the extent to which consumers, despite being financially stressed, are willing to take on a massive auto debt in these uncertain economic times and macroeconomic headwinds that pile up. New Google data, first revealed by X user car dealership guy.com, shows Americans are searching give car back on the internet has soared to a record high. And folks, you can't give a car back. You can't. Well, you can give it back. But you're going to lose big time. Once you drive that car off the lot, it depreciates tremendously. So if you buy it, you're pretty much stuck with it. I know a young couple right now that's trying to get rid of a truck that they were told not to buy when they bought it because they couldn't afford it. They're trying to trade it in for something backward, but they're too far over their head. They can't trade back. That's really sad in the building.
Well, it is, but I mean, when you're looking at these vehicles and the price that there is, yeah, I would say, you know, a large part of people who own cars are upside down in them, and you can't get rid of them. You're stuck. Well, you'll get rid of them one way when they come and repossess them, but other than that.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the only way you'll get rid of them.
Not much.
And that article goes right in touch with, there is a record. I mean, the delinquencies for auto loans is going back to 2006 and 7. So,
well, now I'm going to ask a silly question. If they repo the car and they can't sell it for what you owe on it, are you still up for the part that they didn't get? You still got to pay that? That's a question I don't know. I never asked it before.
I would think so.
Not for the whole.
I mean, if you're behind on four payments, I think you're still responsible for those four payments. So yeah, it'll follow you around.
I just wondered about that. I wasn't sure.
But unless you file bankruptcy.
Well, it's getting tough. Now, if you want to hear something that sounds absurd but is true, CVS started displaying their toilet paper in framed pictures. You know why? Because people were stealing it. Now, I know that sounds silly, but it really is true. Pictures have emerged from a CVS store in Washington, D.C., of all places, of course, where framed images of toilet paper are displayed instead of the real product in an effort to stop people from stealing it. You have to ask help can I get a roll of toilet paper? You go give me some toilet paper, please. I mean, you have to ask the clerk for toilet paper. This is really a sad statement on a nation that once was a decent nation. So rampant is a crime in a Democrat-run capital that this particular store and many others are now forcing customers to ask staff if they can retrieve toilet paper out of the stock lockup. If you frequent the CVS, you must press a button to summon a sales associate that, and then point to the picture of the toilet paper brand you wish to purchase, and then wait while they go and fetch it. Conservative strategist and podcaster Joey Manero posted photos of the store, commenting, "I was in Barcelona, Spain a few months ago and saw Mac laptops sitting out in the middle of the store. This is how we have to live in America. This is the third world." And he's right. Melody, they have to put up pictures of toilet paper so you won't steal the toilet paper. They may start stealing a picture and you did next, you never know.
You know what's really sad about that, though? They ask you to point to the one that you want.
Yeah.
It's like, can't you ask? Can't you say? It irritates me. You go in all these gas stations and there's pictures of stuff. You point to the pictures. Can't people read anymore?
Read? What's that?
Read. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, and I guess next you expect you learn how to write and do arithmetic, too, don't you?
Well, you know, it's silly me. But again, that's due to a lot of the illegal immigrants and people that are in here that don't care to learn English. They know pictures. They can't read in English.
Ugh. So sad. And you walk in the Lowe's store here, you hear announcements on the intercom in English and then Spanish.
Yeah, I know.
That irritates me. And we're running out of time so quickly. I'll just skim through these real quickly. Despite fire department concerns, New York City mayor is opening a new encampment for illegal immigrants. And he wants to house 2,000 illegal immigrants using Brooklyn's Floyd Bennett Field. The mayor is seeking to house these migrants within the next couple of weeks. So they don't have any room for them, so they're going to put them out in Brooklyn's Floyd Bennett Field. The fire department said it's too dangerous. There's no fire hydrants close by. This you can't do that. And Queens Councilwoman Joanne Arulia referred to the mayor's plan as a recipe for disaster. She said Floyd Bennett Field is a potential fire trap. If they can't put out a fire there in a timely manner, lives will be lost, families with children. There we go again. More illegals. And New York's going to pay for it. But Texas did reclaim an island from Mexican cartels and fight to secure border. Yeah. In the fight against Mexican cartels, Texas law enforcement recently took control of a dangerous island used by human traffickers. The Epic Times spoke to Texas Land Commissioner Don Buckingham, who identified Fronton Island as possibly the most violent part of the Texas-Mexico border. Belonging to Texas, Fronton Island is an island in the Rio Grande River. According to the General Land Office, Fronton Island has been a hot spot for drug and human trafficking and dangerous cartel activity in the past couple of months. Miss Buckingham further described the island as a law enforcement-free refuge, one where cartels went for refuge when they needed it. On September 7th, she issued a letter to the Texas Department of Public Safety authorizing law enforcement access to the state-owned 170-acre island. On an island where fully automatic weapons were once being fired regularly at night as two violent cartels fought over its control, she said law enforcement set foot on the island for the first time on Monday, October 2nd. Ms. Buckingham cannot speak to the details of the operation, but said the island had been reclaimed by an elite force of Texas Rangers, clearing the island and taking away the cartel's shelter. They're fighting cases of weapons and more than I can speak fully about. With a Texas flag planted on the island, Ms. Buckingham considers the operation a win against illegal immigration, drug trafficking, and human trafficking, but the scope of the problem exceeds the single action. They had to retake part of Texas. I mean, that literally, that's part of Texas. Had to retake part of the state. Comments?
No comments.
No comment. Really? Okay. Well, I got time to finish up with a good news story then. Man's $600 mistake nearly cost him big. Watch what a fast food worker did for a complete stranger. In the heartwarming tale of empathy and generosity, a fast food employee's selfless act of kindness is receiving the recognition it truly deserves. Stella Manego, an assistant manager at the Long John Silver's restaurant in San Antonio, demonstrated extraordinary compassion by digging through the trash to help a distressed customer find his missing denture. Lost his denture. Craig Polk, a regular customer at the Long John Silver, located at the intersection of I-10 and Dizavala Road, had made it a habit to visit the restaurant for a quick bite to eat after work. On that fateful day, he found himself in a precarious situation when he accidentally tossed his partial denture in the trash after his meal. I had my front tooth broken about 5 years ago, Polk explained, and it's just something I've never gotten accustomed to. So I take it out and usually fold it up in a napkin and then set it on the side. Recognizing a potential $600 loss is there. Yeah, along with the inconvenience of having to replace a missing denture, Polk was determined to retrieve it. He approached Magano and asked if he could have the trash bag to search for his denture himself. However, Magano insisted on taking it upon herself to retrieve Polk's personal belongings from the trash. Without hesitation, she donned gloves, wheeled up the trash can, and meticulously shifted through the pile of discarded items to locate the missing denture. Polk expressed his gratitude for Magano's act of kindness. I just want to thank you for your kindness and my gratitude. You know, I couldn't express it for what you did to go through the trash for a stranger. The remarkable story of compassion and selflessness did not go unnoticed in a surprising turn of events. The incident led to a cache of kindness to reward organized by the local media outlet Fox SA and sponsored by Veteran Air. Ryan Wolf, a reporter for Fox SA, was present to capture the heartfelt moment when Polk invited Margino to the restaurant on her day off. Magano presented her a stack of $100 bills amounting to $1,000. So she went through the trash and found his missing tooth. So, be that as it may, folks, it happened, and he's tickled not to lose his $600 tooth. Melody, you top that one. Go ahead.
Well, you know what? I think that is the perfect place to say have a great weekend.
And hang on to your teeth.
Hang on to your teeth there, yeah. And but anyway, we'll be back. But please be safe out there this weekend. Things are getting a little dangerous out there, so... have a great weekend, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day, to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-81.